To radio, so you know what that means. If you got one, pop it in.
Not me and Rosie. Not me.
Y'all are, because we're on a work day, so y'all are like, I'm tired.
I didn't even work today, and I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to hear me snore on the mic.
Well, they probably would, even if I put
shut up.
As loud as it is, like a tractor trailer. Sometimes I tell you, it sounds like a machine upstairs. You're like, what the fuck is running a turbine engine?
So I'm telling you, someone should hire me for sound effects.
Sounds like an engine brake to a Peterbilt.
Yep. Like, I swear there's an animal in that room with her.
Yeah, it's like.
But welcome to Dead Rooster Radio, guys. This is a hiatus when I was trying to do the new episode with the episode description.
So what did you do? You looked it up?
I looked it up, but then I couldn't. And then, so how do y'all like the AI art I put on the new episode?
Rosie, did you see it?
See? That's how I sound.
The what?
The AI art.
What is that?
See? I'm not the only one.
I don't know what
AI art. I don't know
AI what artificial art. Intelligence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Created art. Like, I type in whatever the episode title is, and it creates art for it.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's the art it created.
Oh, okay. And how do you, what do you see that on the?
Yeah, like on the, like.
Yeah, so.
The episode cover?
So the episode cover is the same cover.
Yeah.
It's just different now whenever
the episodes.
Each episode is going to have its own thumbnail. So that's why I was like, I'm going to keep using the AI.
So like when someone plays it, that background comes out or what?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's going to be.
It's like an album, right? Like,
an album.
Yeah. To music and they're
cool. Right. Good job. See? Good job.
But
what's cool.
What did nobody said? You were stupid.
I'm not fucking stupid, guys. But the whole point, it's like the whole AI generated image. So like, if I was to type in like, let's bring up one of our old episodes. What was it? A 1,000-pound hog versus a ghost in the woods?
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that would bring
up. Like, it would bring up an image by itself.
I wonder how that big it would, the hog like, will be.
Like, yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, because I heard of that. Because I had that AI thing on my phone a while back. And I was like, I want to try it. And you get to pick, like, whatever character you have as your AI. And you can, I guess it'll write a paper for you, or it'll do all kinds. It does a lot of crap, and I was like, and then I was down.
What
I
had, is that, an app?
Yeah, I had downloaded it, and then I had downloaded it right, and I was like, oh, dude, never
like
mind.
It's like she's like,
what are you? This has been happening.
It looks like she's all dazed out, like listening, and she's like, what's that, an app? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I had did it, but then I saw, like, oh, they charge, and I'm like, nah, forget it, I don't want it.
No, but, like, so right now, like, because you can use the free trial, and that's all I'm using it, because it's just the artwork that I'm using for.
Yeah.
So I'm trying it out, and if it does get, like, if I do, like it, I'm probably going to buy the full version for, like, $40 a year.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, I can write the episode descriptions with it.
Yeah.
So it'd be easier for me instead of, like, all that stuff, so. But I do like using the art, and that's what Brian was sending us. Shout out to Brian. That one time when he was sending us all those pictures of those weird roosters.
Yeah. Oh, because he had the AI.
He has it. So, and he likes it because he uses it to, like, compose, like, emails and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what one of the guys was telling me, because he uses it for his, I guess, his small business or whatever. Mm-hmm.
But according to them, that's what they use to, like, kidnap people, too. Yeah. Because it captures your voice.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Because there's been a lot of that.
And it could play it back like on a phone. Mm-hmm. So you're like, creepy.
Yeah.
So, but if I hope y'all enjoy the new AI art. We'll probably keep using it for a while because to me, I just like it. It's just cool to bring a little something extra to the podcast. Mm-hmm. But we'll go around the table and we'll talk about our, I guess, our weekly watchers that we watch this week.
What did we watch? Well, the new movie, we watched the Sydney Sweeney movie, Immaculate, Me and Rosie, JT, and Val.
Shout out, Val.
This past weekend. And JT.
It wasn't scary, but it was good.
Yeah. How do you like the movie?
Yeah, it was a really good movie, but I can't say anything because...
you can't do spoiler.
It's a slow burn. That's what Danielle was explaining.
It's kind of slow.
Describe how it's good to you. Like, what made it good to you?
JT's a big fan of religious horror. Like, The Omen... And, like, Rosemary's Baby.
The story is what terrifies you, right? Like, in The Omen, the story is what terrifies you.
Yeah. So, that's why Rosie was saying, like, it's not really scary in that way of, like, jump scares, you know,
It's a different form of scary. Yeah. So, it's not scary as in, like, my heart was pounding and I was shitting my pants. No.
It wasn't Barbarian.
The thing is
I'm all, well, I hope you weren't. You were at the movie theater.
It's that movie where it's creepy, right? And then you get that moment.
Like an eerie feeling.
You get that moment where you're like, fuck, man. She's going to turn look back and she's going to fucking see something. It's going to be so scary. You know what I mean? Yeah. In those moments and you're like, fuck. And then, like, she all of a sudden looks back, and there's, like, nothing there. All
the suspense.
You think there's going to be jump scares, you're expecting it,
right? And you're like, oh, shit, like, something's going to, oh, fuck, you know?
So it's, like, then, edging you towards terror, and then all of a sudden it's nothing.
Yeah, that's what makes it good.
Yeah.
But and I liked it because the story was good. The way the movie went, you're like, okay, you're leaning towards... You know, something, and then at the end or towards the end, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's what these people are going for now.
Because, like, me and Danielle were talking, like, she was kind of briefing me on the movie a little bit. And we're talking about how people don't appreciate, like, people get mad at jump scares.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, it's too many jump scares or whatever. And I'm like, you get mad at jump scares because the jump scare got you.
Yes, exactly.
You're like, oh,
so you're the fool, right?
For a cheap scare, you're like, I got scared. Yeah. But it's like, that's the whole point. It's building suspense to something that's going to happen. So it's a cat in an alley. You know what I mean?
And it's like, with this movie, it wasn't like, not even maybe like 5 minutes into a movie, like JT turns around and it's really starting off really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. And then when it finished, he turns to me. That's a really good movie.
It's like the same, it looks kind of like the same feel, like from the previews I saw, like The Witch.
Yeah.
Like kind of the same dark tone.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, it just by the tone creeps you out.
Yeah. The Witch was really good too. Like I liked it. But, you know, in this movie, because I don't know, like, it's just the story was fucking good, man, and I liked it. And
there's little stuff that I would have wanted more of.
I think they should have went a little more in depth to it.
Yeah, that's
and
how
gave
I was
a little bit more out
background,
of it.
Background.
Yeah, but it was fucking good. Like, to me, it was really, really good. Everybody else probably.
And then it's like Sydney Sweeney, she's never done a horror movie. She's from like Euphoria, and then she came out in a comedy movie. But a lot of people are like praising her because they're saying that should be like her, that they're calling her that she could be potential be a new scream queen compared to like
you remember Silent House, right? Silent
House? yeah
okay, you know how like it didn't show much,
but because it's just the constant of her
was just really, really fucking good.
Yeah,
the story was good, the movie was good. I think it doesn't really match up to this movie. But I would kind of rate it like...
But like you said, it does... Like, in Silent House, it's not a really, like, shows much, but it's just... Because you're literally going through her point of view.
Yeah.
The whole damn thing.
So what's interesting about this movie is, like, this movie was written, like, a long time ago. Well, the original movie was written a long time ago, and mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney had auditioned for it at 16 years old, and the movie never got made. Mm-hmm. So now that she's making money, she was like, you know, I can't get this script out of my head. Like, I want to make it. So she's like, I want to produce this movie and make this movie. So she found, like, a producer, a writer that she liked. Yeah. Which he did The Voyagers, which I've never seen, but I want. It's not really a scary movie, I don't think. But it's kind of like an edgy type mm-hmm. movie. But so they went and they kind of rewrote it because I think it was supposed to take place, like, in a... like an or not like an orphanage or something like that. So they rewrote it to fit like her age now.
Yeah.
You know, so they did it like that. So I was like, I mean, everybody's too is like, wow, that's pretty cool that she just went back and was like, I want to do this horror movie. You know, cool. Like.
And she did fucking good, bro.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, people are like, really I see comments like, oh, it's not your lane, like, stay out of it. And I'm like, dude.
She did fucking like, good.
People, I think she's very, like, she's the type of actress that can do any genre that she wants because she's good in comedy and she's also good in, like, the drama.
I
like
think
the...
she's, I think she's actually, let's say, like, she's really good well, in horror.
Didn't she come out in that movie with that other guy that was just in the movie theaters not too long ago? Wasn't her the one about, like, where they're... They had, like, hooked up at a one-night stand.
Yeah, the one we just saw it.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Anyone But You.
Yeah, okay.
With Glenn Powell.
So I think, though, like...
I don't know who Glenn Powell is.
the guy from Top Gun, the new Top Gun movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think, though, that she did better in Immaculate than she does in comedy. I think, mm-hmm. I would think, well, this is her first comedy, so I don't know, maybe she'll grow more from that. But this being her first, like, horror movie, like, she freaking... did like an amazing job.
And then she's from Euphoria, so people love Euphoria.
It's a good show. Yeah, which I don't even know when it's gonna come back, but
it's been a long time since a good freaking religious movie came out.
Yeah, that's like what he the was last saying. One because he has a feeling
the Pope,
that the
right with what
the Pope's Exorcist.
No, he didn't like it.
That one was,
that's what I'm saying. That was the last one. Like,
Dude.
Well, the new Omen's coming out.
Well, he says he kind of has a feeling that they're trying too hard to, like, make it, you know, more
for the masses.
And it's kind of like he thinks it's gonna suck.
I think it is. It's like The Exorcist wasn't even that good. It was okay.
You know what I just noticed?
It was not okay. It was not even good.
You know what I mean?
Why like, don't whatever. The Oscars ever?
That's what they always say. Film
on there
that's
or anything. Because
they even say what's her name from like Hereditary should have won an Oscar for
Toni
that.
Collette.
Yeah, Toni Collette.
And I don't even think. Comedy is on there, is there?
Comedy is, but it's not very, really like not a big, comedy.
Yeah.
It might be like a dark comedy, right? Is it more like that?
It's more like it's kind of like what like a dramedy type deal.
Yeah,
but
I think like she did really good, like, and I feel like
honestly, like that, people are obsessed with like Mia Goth, and I'm like Mia Goth's okay to me, like she's fine. Don't
she's
get me wrong,
strange looking to
she.
Me.
She did good
she
in
no eyebrows.
Babe. She came out in
Pearl.
And oh yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
she's good. I mean, she's still not. I mean, to me, it's just kind of like
she's always gonna play weird girl.
I mean, yeah. I mean, so I mean, the same thing. Well, no, because now she's coming out in that other movie. I think she can be like if she keeps going doing horror. Like I think she'll keep doing like good.
Like, they were talking about, like, speaking of the Oscars, like, how come there's no stuntman
category? Oh, yeah, that's
or stunt person. Because they go through all this stuff, and you're like, dude, some of them need to, like...
They have injuries. Like, it's crazy.
But...
Yeah, no, but it was good. We would recommend it. Rosie, what did you give that movie, Immaculate?
I would say... I'm gonna go with that. It was really good. My normal rating.
5?
Yeah.
Normal rating is 5? 5 is supposed to be for, like, the best movies. My normal rating.
For a scary movie, yeah, I'm
like,
going to
say and it was for people who don't like gore. Like, it gets pretty gory. Like, the last,
Maybe. It comes and goes throughout the movie.
But it's more towards, like, the second, the end, So, it's pretty gory. So, yeah.
Well, I went and I saw Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Not enough Ghostbusting. Mm. Like, and it's, like, I understand it's a comedy. The funniest people in the movie
are not...
Paul
Rudd?
Paul Rudd.
Of course.
Kumail Nanjiani, right? Yeah. Is that how you say his name? Mm-hmm. And then, even Finn. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, kind of minor characters in this movie. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like...
Should have had more of
them. Yeah, like, Kumail's funny as hell in the movie. Like... And like I said, like I was telling Danielle, they needed more Ghostbusting. Like, it's... And even the big bad was okay, but he wasn't like Gozer. You know what I mean? Like, to where the whole city was like, oh, this is a Ghostbuster. Under attack. And I mean, the whole city is kind of under attack, but nobody's like...
Knows about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so compared to the first remake or whatever they made.
Well, part three. The part three. The afterlife, part three, right?
Yeah.
Part three better. Mm-hmm. Just because,
what was this one called?
Frozen Empire.
Oh, okay.
Let me look it up just to make sure. Because I thought it was like, it was good. Like, you could watch it.
Like, it's an enjoyable movie.
Yeah, but it's not, it's Frozen Empire. It's not like... How can I say this? Like, if I was going to rate it, I would give it a 2.5, maybe to 3.
Would you watch it again?
If it was on. Like, if it was on. Like, you wouldn't
put it on.
I wouldn't put it on. Mm. Because, like I said, the funniest people in the movie are, like, second acts to the movie.
The ones they should have made, like, front.
Yeah.
I mean, and it does, like, Paul Rudd is, like, you know, Paul Rudd is Paul Rudd. Like,
he's awesome.
And then, of course, you have all the, like, most of the originals minus, you know, Spangler, because he's dead. But, like, and I think that's what kind of gave me the nostalgia of the part three when Spangler came out.
Oh,
yeah. And I was telling Danielle, I do miss, like, Harold Ramis and Sigourney Weaver. Mm-hmm. Because they're not in it either. And I'm like, ah.
They should make a guest appearance.
But there's a lot of throwbacks in there, like, you know, with Bill Murray, where there's one part where he's doing the interview.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like
the alien, where he's
trying to hit on the chick.
Yeah.
So there's kind of throwbacks like that. And but yeah, like I said, the funniest people should have been more
involved in the movie. Yeah. That's what he was telling me. He's like, it's more, he's like, what's his name from Stranger Things? Like, he's not even really in the movie. It's mainly focused on the daughter, the little girl, than him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
But anything else? What else? Oh, y'all wanted to talk about Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah. So,
I mean, I watched it with Enzo, but I saw
all the trolls
band together.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
I didn't get to see all of it, so.
And then we also saw Wonka. I don't know if we talked about
that. Oh, yeah, we did see Wonka. We saw Wonka,
finally.
Yeah, we did see Wonka. It was okay. Like, it kind of would get boring, like, dragging a couple of parts to where, like, I was starting to get, like, sleepy, you know? But
I think he played it good.
Yeah, I think he did good. It's just, it just kind
of. So, on your Wonka rating. Who's the best?
JC fell asleep.
What do you mean, who's the best?
Johnny Depp, him, or
Gene Wilder.
The original guy.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's just the old one, it's so uppity. Like, you don't have time to freaking fall asleep in that movie. Yeah. Like, it's just, this one, it kind of, since it's the backstory, it kind of has, like, its slow
and
moments.
Of course, for me, like, the second, Johnny Depp, because he was comedic in it.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Johnny Depp was...
No. He was comedic in the
the way he played Wonka. They should have picked somebody else.
You're like, just kidding, dude.
Well, because, like, to me, I understand,
Well, it's because it's Tim Burton he did, so of course they had to go to with Johnny Depp.
Because I understand where JT's coming, like, because Gene Wilder is, like, one of the best comedic actors ever.
Yeah.
Like, Blazing Saddles? Come on, man.
Yeah.
freaking Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Because this one, the new one, like it's not like it wasn't a lot of comedic. Yeah. Like, it was more like a musical, like the whole way through.
Yeah.
So I think it would be Gene Wilder, and then the way I heard with this guy, I think it's this guy, and then Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I wish there was more comedic stuff in there, because, and like I said, it did drag on a few parts to where I was
like the only maybe funny parts that I thought was like the little Oompa Loompa. What's his name?
He was funny. Yeah, he was funny. He was funny. You know what? He was the best part of it, I think. He was the
best part of it. Yeah. Well, no, he's awesome in Paddington.
But he didn't even come out that much in Wonka. Mm-hmm, like, honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought he was going to play a bigger role in that. He didn't even really... How much percent of the movie was he in? Like 40%, 30%?
Not even less than that. If anything, he probably only showed up on the movie like, I don't know, maybe a handful, five times.
I was hoping there would be more of him, but no. So.
What was the other movie I watched? Wonka and what else?
Roadhouse?
The original Roadhouse.
No. You said another one.
What did we watch?
Trolls Band Together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like that one? Because if
I did like it,
if I don't like it, I'm not gonna watch it.
I liked it. I mean, don't get me wrong, the other ones were good, but this one was funny. Like, and then also it was
did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah,
because it was insane.
Like the little guy that says
meep, yeah,
whatever, dude. Dude, he says something, and then all of a sudden the guy turns around and he fucking asks him again. He's like meep. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
I was up and down, but Enzo.
All the Trolls movies are funny. Yeah. I like them.
I like this. That's why I'm like, would you recommend the Trolls movie?
Yeah, I would. Like, I would recommend all of them, dude. They're freaking good.
Yeah.
That's because like that's the same way like cause since Anna Kendrick. I love Anna.
I don't know why she. I told Rosie she sounds different to me for some reason. I don't know why.
She's getting older.
Yeah, it's like when I remember y'all were watching Pitch Perfect, and I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Remember when we kept trying to get him to watch it? And then he was like, I love these movies.
I still send like Danielle the meme where
a fat Amy's throwing the burrito at the bus. He's like, I've been shot.
Yeah, like it's fucking funny, dude. Yeah, that's like one of my favorite memes, and then GIFs, and the other one is where Junior from Problem Child, he's dressed like the devil and he's waving.
I always
use that GIF all the time. I love that GIF.
But yeah, I do. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. I thought it was good.
All right, that's cool. I'll probably watch it.
And the songs were good in it too.
We saw Roadhouse. I wanted to, since the new Roadhouse came out, I wanted to refresh my memory. Because I saw the old one, last year again, I think?
Yeah.
Because you had never seen it.
No, I never seen it.
So I showed it to him, and, after he was done, he was like, it's fine. Like, I don't even care for it. And I'm like, really? I was like, okay, whatever. So I told Rosie, I was like, hey, Rosie, you want to watch Roadhouse since since the new one's coming out? She's like, yeah. So we watched it. Dude, the whole movie
pissed me the fuck off.
I think this is what she's like. This is probably the most hated character.
You know how you hate Barbara in. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hate this guy and this guy.
The villain,
movie.
The old man.
Yeah, he pisses me the fuck off, dude.
I was so like, mad. Every time she's like, they need to fucking kill this old man.
But see, that's why, what you told me about, now you know why she did a good job, because I hated that character to where I couldn't stand watching her.
That's how she was. I felt.
I told you, I was like, dude, what the fuck? And then, seeing Sam Elliott that young, I was like, damn, he was good looking, dude. With his hair.
Yeah, Rosie freaked out right when he walked up. She's like, hey. And I was like, yeah, he's young there. And she's like, man. And I was like,
I wonder if he came out, if Roadhouse came out after the Saggots. Because I think he was younger in the Saggots at Western.
I don't know. With Sam Elliott.
I told you, I was like, dude. She didn't catch it. I was like, he spoke Spanish in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't
catch it.
She didn't catch it. I was like, no, he did.
I was like, yeah, he did.
I was like, did he, Sam Elliott, when he tells him, he said, I love you, mijo. And I was
What do you say?
He says, I love you, mijo, right?
Did he say, I love you, mijo?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And I was like, Rose, did he just say mijo? And I was like, did he? I was like, did I not
Sam Elliott's a shit, dude.
Yeah.
So, no, but, yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
She said I vaguely remembered it.
But I watched it again. And I was like, It's a good movie.
So, yeah. Like, if somebody was narrating JT's life, it would be Sam Elliott.
Definitely.
What would it be, Sam? Oh, you know, Sam, it's funny, Elliott. Because I do say it like that to the guys at work when they're, like, not doing nothing. I'll be like, you got to do it like this, mijo.
Oh,
let me
show
you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze was...
Have you ever seen Next of Kin?
I don't think I have.
You need to put that on your Patrick Swayze watch list. Mm-hmm. Next of Kin is great, dude. It's a good movie. Back in, what was it, like the 80s too, right?
I don't really
know. Maybe early 90s.
Shorter hair in the seconds.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's still a good watch. Roadhouse is still a good watch. All right,
so now tell me about the remake.
We haven't seen it. We're going to watch it today.
Yeah, we're watching that today.
We'll give you a...
We'll give you feedback on that.
I'll
but
probably
I
watch
just,
it too.
I just wanted
I've seen
to
a lot
let...
of shit about, like, the way Connor comes out in it. He's always walking like...
Dude, okay, I was telling Michael, I was like, Connor McGregor is playing his character persona from the UFC.
Yeah, he's just playing himself.
Yeah.
But and then I sent him, so I was like, people are like applauding him. He's like, oh, Conor McGregor did so well with the role. I was like, what?
No, I just
I'll be the judge of that.
I seen little
like, he's acting the way Conor McGregor acts.
So I've seen little snippets of it, right, on like whatever, social media, and I'm like, man, I mean... It's his first movie, right? So he's going to be terrible at it. But he's fucking terrible. Like, absolutely horrible. Mm-hmm. But I hear people saying, like, Conor McGregor, like, was horrible in the movie, but it was a decent movie.
That's what I told Michael. I've been hearing, which I don't know if it's how true it is or not, that it should have been a movie on its own. Like, we're talking about the Crow remake. Yeah. How the Crow should have been, I mean, it could have been the same universe, but make it something else, not make it the Crow from Eric Draven.
All I know is the original has a lot of nudity with Patrick Swayze.
Oh my God, here she
I'm hoping to there see a lot of nudity me. With Jake Gyllenhaal too. Him being that built.
Oh, so like often. Horned up already. That movie
better was, watch I mean, it by yourself.
So like
no, I don't watch it with you, Rosie.
I watched the Roadhouse for the second time in my life, right?
Yeah.
The original, and I was like, okay, cool, because I told Danielle, like, sometimes I'll watch something
the first time
and I'll be like, ah, it's okay, whatever. And then this is the second time I watched it, and I'm like, ah, it's okay. Like, I mean, it's...
No, you I said mean, you liked it better.
I did, asked you, I did like, did it. You like,
he's like, no, I did like it better than
but
the first
like,
time.
But, like, it's funny, right? I guess I judge, but then again, the movies
but like
that I watch.
He judges, like, the cheesy things they say, because it's the 80s, right?
Stuff,
but
dude.
He watches, like, cheesy shit, too. Like, all those action movies, like, they say cheesy
yeah,
shit,
they do.
Too. So like,
I was telling the guys one time, I was like, yeah, and he was like, hey, did you watch the new Roadhouse? I'm like, no, we watched the original. So they started, like, saying quotes out of it, and I was like, that's funny, dude. Then I was like, hey, and one of the guys was like, you remember this, you remember that? And I was like, oh. So you remember in like Lone Wolf McQuade where they bury him in his fucking truck?
Yeah, he drives it up.
He's thirsty and he's all hot and he smashes a beer and he fucking drinks it and then he gets all pumped up and he starts his truck up and drives it out of the grave and he was like, oh yeah. And one of the other guys like, I don't remember that. I was like, dude, it's fucking funny.
Like I had recently we recently watched Reservoir Dogs.
Oh yeah.
Shit, like still. The dialogue would not hold up nowadays.
Well,
but
I
still
mean,
such a good movie. Like, because, you know, there's a lot of N-bombs in that. Like, you know, like, really just, like, you know, putting down black people.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, it's like you can't let that fly nowadays. Mm-hmm. But the movie itself, it's still such a good movie.
Well, I had saw it, now that you brought that up about, like, with what's that movie?
Django.
Okay, like I had saw a TikTok. I don't know what it was that they had interviewed. I think it was Jamie Foxx, and he was like, "Yeah, like he's all Leonardo DiCaprio. He didn't want to say the N word.
Yeah.
Like he was so like, oh, like I can't say it. And then he's like, of course, like Samuel Jackson comes, and he's like. Like, just, like, he cusses at him, like, just fucking, like, you know,
have
just
you
say
seen
it.
Django
and then, no, hold on. And then, like,
I've never seen it.
And then Jamie Foxx goes to, like, Leonardo. He's like, look, he's like, we're working. This isn't something that you're saying to me, like, on a personal level.
Not, yeah. It's not you.
It's not you. It's the character. Like, we're working. Like, just do it, you know, whatever. So he's like, after, like, we had talked about it, like, he felt, like, not, I mean, still not comfortable, but he was like, all right, like, you know, it's the character.
Yeah.
Say it. Like,
so. You have to watch Django and Chain.
No, I've never watched it. It's just because, like, excuse me. I don't know. It just never caught my attention.
JT's seen it the so hate, many
like, the
times.
Hateful Eight, it's fucking good. Django Unchained is good. You know what made who, like, I'm, like,
okay, hold on.
What's the guy's name that comes out in Django Unchained, the one with the beard? I like the way he acts. He comes out in,
the one that plays Blofeld from,
you're talking about, Josh Brolin?
No.
No, the one that plays Blofeld from James Bond. The villain.
Let me see. Look it up.
Yeah, I think so.
What's it's his like a
name, dude? I can't put my finger on it. He comes out in
damn it, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Wow, dude.
Christopher
Waltz.
Waltz.
Yeah. See?
He's fucking good. And he in Django Unchained, dude.
He is the best at everything.
He is, right? And then he came out as a Nazi in that Eli Roth one.
Oh, the one that Eli Roth is in.
Yeah.
Inglorious Bastard?
Inglorious Bastard.
Yeah, JT.
Dude, he, like, because then he turns around and he plays Blofeld in freaking James Bond. You're like, dude, this dude.
He's fucking good,
he's
bro.
He's fucking the best, dude.
Yeah, he is.
Like, my favorite actor used to be, like, Anthony Hopkins. Now I think it's him.
Yeah. Because
he can pull off every role.
He's good, bro. He's
He plays like the villain so good.
Oh, yeah, like a snarky villain,
right?
He has
that. Like, his eyes. I don't know what it is about, but he has that stare of, like, a...
Dude, he's so
fucking
good.
He's real snarky. Like, on a lot of his movies, his answers and his, like, his whole... His mannerism. He's
so you didn't
good, dude.
Hear. So it's funny that you brought up like James Bond. Did you hear who is gonna probably play James Bond?
Oh, what's his face?
Henry
right?
Cavill.
No.
No, none of them are out of the running.
No.
The one from Kick-Ass.
Yeah. Which I could see.
Yeah, I could see him playing the one that's coming out.
The one that played Quicksilver in the Avengers.
His name is Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So he's rumored to, like, I think they're saying that he has...
He has the look for it.
Yeah.
He does?
This is him. Like. He's the one that's playing that new Marvel movie.
Yeah, The Hunter. Kraven, the Hunter.
Kraven, the Hunter.
I thought that already came out, Kraven. It hasn't came out?
No.
That dude's stacked, bro.
That was...
I could see him seeing...
I could see him playing James
Bond.
Yeah,
I could see him too.
But, like, so what's your favorite... Tarantino movie.
The Hateful Eight. Oh, wait.
Wait, hold on. Let me list all of them.
Yeah, I gotta look at them, dude.
Hold on.
Because some of them I don't remember.
Okay, movies.
That dude's ugly, bro.
So
he's an ugly-ass guy.
Yeah, but he's a smart guy.
Yeah,
he's a great...
Okay, so...
Like, who can... Like, he became a term.
I like Pulp Fiction.
Like when people
I've
are like.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction? What?
That's I've never seen it.
Are you kidding me?
You're I've talking about it. I haven't seen Django, but yet you haven't seen Pulp
That's
Fiction.
That's what he told me the other day, and I was like, you.
Pulp Fiction
he,
is
no,
good
you
movie.
Have seen bits and parts of
yeah,
Pulp
but
Fiction,
not like
but
the,
he can
the
never,
full
like,
movie.
He can never pay attention to it.
So, what was I going to say? You made me forget what I was going to say.
So he's done Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, Reservoir Dogs is good.
For real?
Good movie. Oh, so...
He did True Romance?
He wrote it.
Oh, okay.
So he...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Of course, that's a good movie, too.
That's a good one, too.
That when I say good. He became...
Natural Born Killers.
He became a term to where, like, oh, I'm going to go to film school. And people are like, okay, Tarantino.
Yeah.
Like, he's a term now. Mm-hmm. Like, oh... I'm a director. Okay, Tarantino.
Well, you like The Hateful Eight.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, list them. Brown. Jackie Brown is good.
Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, Kill Bill 1, 2, Grindhouse, Death Proof, Inglourious Basterds, Django Unchained. The Hateful Eight, Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Hollywood. Sorry. These are True Rome. It says he's a writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think basically I like I like all his movies.
Well, From Dusk Till Dawn, he stars in it, but supposedly he helped direct it.
So From Dusk Till Dawn, he helped write it.
Yeah. And he's in it.
Yeah, and he's in it. But yeah, that's what...
To me, I'm going to tell you right now, my favorite movie, and it might be like, I don't know if it's controversial, but I love freaking Kill Bill.
Kill Bill's good.
Mm-hmm. Because I grew up watching those types of movies, like with my dad, like those Kung Fu Samurai movies.
Yeah.
So that's why it kind of has like a nostalgia with me. So that's why I like Kill Bill. Like the first one, the second one is, I would put it probably further down the line.
Yeah.
Because I do like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as well.
Oh, yeah, I really like that one. I want to say maybe I
love Jackie Brown, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Jackie Brown is good.
It is?
What's her name?
Desperado.
And then you're going to get mad at Samuel Jackson's hair through the whole movie.
It's that bad. See, and like me, it's Westerns. That's why I like The Hateful Eight. You know, it's
I think one of the favorite is Pulp Fiction. I love Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction is good. Pulp Fiction would probably be my third, probably.
Maybe my third, too, because I don't know which one would be my favorite. Because I even like Death Proof, too.
Death Proof is so good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that then, one I can watch. Like,
I love his little, like, snippet in Four Rooms. Like, because I watched Four Rooms this weekend, too. And Four Rooms, I forgot how good it was.
No. Remember, it's a story of what's his name, where he's a bellboy. He keeps going like to different rooms, and it's like an anthology kind of. Like, but it evolves around the same bellboy working at the hotel.
It sounds familiar.
And then one of them was like where the kids, the mom and dad are like, they pay him to
babysit.
Uh-huh. And the two kids, and he's like trying to, and then there's like an ugly smell in the thing, and I don't want to spoil it though. One is like a witches, like a cult, right? And
each one is a different story, and each one is a different director.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez have two stories in there. Mm-hmm. So they direct two,
I watched it with you. I showed that.
And like,
you probably did.
Like, you.
It's good. I like that one too.
If you watch all of Quentin Tarantino movies, you know which one he directed. If you've watched any Robert Rodriguez movies, you know which one he directed.
So they're like the Tim Burton of.
Well, they have a style.
Yeah, it's like Tim Burton has a style. You know, they all have their own little style.
But they're all good. All the stories are good.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah, it's really good. Have you ever seen it? You need to watch it. You'll like it.
You'll like it, too. Because it's like, it doesn't get boring because it's four different stories.
That's so a good thing about anthologies, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Another actor that's really good, too.
What's his name?
Tim Roth. Because, like, just the way he moves, he's all like... Yeah. And when he walks out, he's all...
In Reservoir Dogs, he's Mr. Pink, right?
Yeah. The one with the bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll recognize him if you see him.
Just the way he walks and everything, you're like, dude, he's fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't he come out on a show called Lie to Me?
Oh, yes!
Oh, that guy. Right? Yeah. Yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah.
Where he's a human lie detector.
And then he comes out in The Hulk, right?
Yeah, he's...
With Edward Norton?
He's the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into some strange news. Let me bring up my... Do. That's a newer one.
He came on Planet of the Apes, too.
Oh, yeah, he was the bad guy. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff that I saved that I don't.
That's how me and Rosie were, that we're like, we had to go back and delete, like, the old ones, right, Rosie?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can just go through, like, certain things. So, this was from March 6th, which isn't too long ago, right?
Not like the article Rosie sent you.
2 years ago. So like right here will be like Gluckstripe. This is from, let me see where, The Hill. Luck strikes twice for a Kentucky couple who lost, then found a winning lottery ticket.
Lost and Found.
So Mark Perdue said an owner of A&M Express congratulated him when he walked into a convenience store. I said, for what? And then she said, you won the lottery. I said, I wish. She said, you did. I have the video. So.
How lucky is
he? And his wife then looked but could not find the ticket that had been that they had thrown away. So I've been beating myself up for 3 months thinking I threw the ticket away, his wife said. Then in February, Perdue, who is the president of, I don't even know, Kuru USA, it's like, went to check the condition of the company car when he saw the ticket in there.
The company car?
Yeah. Oh. The car which he isn't used often, was needed because a visitor from another plant in town, hold on, I just highlighted stuff that I didn't need it to, and needed to use a company car. I don't know how long it might have been sat out there for if I hadn't needed the car, Purdue said. I told my wife the next day and we went to the lottery headquarters and received a check for $36,000 after taxes. So can you imagine losing a lottery ticket, you put it in your company car.
That's crazy. That's like, just, he didn't even scratch it or nothing. He just left it there.
No, is it one it of was those? Probably like the, a quick pick. Oh, like, yeah. They, she's what, like, no, you bought it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe it was that. Like, you just picked the numbers.
Man, people are lucky winning lottery.
But that's a good
thing. Why can't I be that lucky?
That money was meant to be theirs, though.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
So this one's from the Daily Mail. Big cook, a big cook.
I thought you were gonna.
What shout out? Hey, yeah. Hey, Will, with that, we're talking about Quintern. Bigfoot comes to Devon. Walkers are convinced they found evidence of a legendary ape man trekking in the UK coastline, which is weird because there's not a lot of Bigfoot sightings
on the coastline.
No, in the UK.
Oh, in the UK, really?
Oh, no. I never heard of any out there in the UK.
Humans have often been obsessed with the idea of a giant hairy monster that affectionately called as Bigfoot in the forests of Northern America. Of walkers are convinced that they found evidence of the mythical creature really doesn't exist after spotting the mysterious footprints in the Devon of all places. Devon, no concrete evidence of Bigfoot exists. Why the hell does this look like
this? I know. Sense? What are you reading? That makes no sense right there.
That's why it's fake.
The writing's fake.
Bigfoot ain't real.
The writing's
whatever you're fake. Right here.
Shut up.
Okay, so people have been captive for years with the idea of a monster might be real. And with suspected sightings often sent believers into frenzies. I don't know why, dude. I hate fucking using these free shits because all that ads.
The ad pop-ups.
Yeah, I know.
The walkers who were out on a daily outing with rock solid. These are like words I've never even seen before. Coasteering discovered footprints along the Manicob Coast Path in Turquoise today. Let me just show you.
Sounds like pictures. He's speaking a different language.
These are the pictures of Bigfoot. The prints they found.
Could somebody like had just done it?
Yeah, it looks like
fake.
Too like perfect, right? Yeah. I mean, to me, it looks too perfect.
That's what I was gonna say, but yeah. I didn't want to sound stupid.
I mean, Bigfoot's probably like really, really flat-footed.
I don't know. So, but it's weird that. It's in the UK? So, in 2006, a sighting of the large woodland animal in the UK lasted around 6 weeks. So, people believe they are starting to see freaking Bigfoot in the UK, which I don't believe is happening. Because it's the UK. No, it's a little island.
That picture is just don't know.
You're like,
people are just seeking attention and shit.
Yeah, that's what I think about ghosts, too. Ghosts are real.
Ghosts are more, I don't know, whatever. I don't think Bigfoot is.
Why?
I think there's a possibility of Bigfoot being out there more
Nobody's than Nobody's seen him. Everybody, people think they've seen him.
What?
No one's seen him. How people do you know? Think they've seen him. They make up their own shit. There's a lot of people can like crop pictures. People can do all this shit.
I hope you see Bigfoot one day.
Whatever.
Well, it ain't real. I mean, so I think there's more of a possibility of Bigfoot being out there than ghosts. To be honest with you, why? Because he is a creature. The only thing that throws me off and makes me say and question it is all these little nitpicks that people put in there. Like, he's an alien. He's, like, all this other bullshit. Why can't he just be, like, a normal fucking animal?
He has infrared. Yeah. He can see at night.
Yeah, I can understand.
I've never seen anything, but I feel like ghosts are more probable just because it's more, like, because
science. Explain
the science. Explain the science.
Energetic energies. What?
We all have an energy. Where does it go?
Yeah, but so there's not monkeys out there?
I mean, you think about it, like, there's
that big?
Like, no. There you go. Like,
but there was.
But yeah. Dinosaurs existed, like, a long, long time ago. So it's like, why
but they're extinct?
Yeah, but why can't something like this still exist?
Nobody's seen it.
I mean, people claim to see it.
That's what I'm telling Michael. They claim to see it. Why? Pictures, but they make crop shit in there to believe.
Oh yeah, like all the.
But the thing is, like the stuff, the videos and stuff caught like in the 80s are pictures. Yeah. Wouldn't that be harder to like do something? Because back then, in those days, they weren't able to edit pictures, do like the photo. What do you call it? The photo.
Yeah, but Photoshop. I mean, if they're showing Photoshop. To you now, they can mess with.
No,
that.
But that's what I'm saying now. But like, how do you like? It would be harder to explain the pictures back in the days that people caught our videos. You know what I mean?
They would have to try a little harder to make.
Okay, it. So like when we're talking about ghost videos, you know how easy it is to like fake a ghost video?
Yes.
Yeah,
like have something move. TikTok. All you gotta do is tie a fishing string to that table.
Like the dogs.
And then pull it, and then the table falls.
So you want to use the right fishing string. Because if you use monofilament, it'll refract.
Okay,
right?
Reflect. So then, how do you like, you when people carbon. Talk about, I've seen this, or I saw, like, a dark figure, or I saw that. Like, how do you describe?
You
can, like, oh, you didn't see that, but that's what they saw.
But you think
so
about it.
So you're saying the same thing about
Bigfoot. Yeah. That's what I was just about to say. Because
they're showing you videos. They don't have proof. They're just
no. There's people that will talk about like their experience that they don't have video. They're like, this is what happened.
It's the same. That's what I'm saying. It's not very the two things are not that much different. Because it's like people can tell you like, oh, I, like you said, I saw a ghost, blah blah blah. But how do you know that they're telling the truth when they're just like, they don't have evidence of it?
Yeah.
Same thing
but
with
I'm
Bigfoot.
Gonna tell you right now because one, my mom don't believe in all this shit, but she told me she saw her stepdad when Annabelle was little. So it's like,
see, so you believe her, right?
I believe my mom because my mom wouldn't make shit that. Yeah. Like my mom wouldn't make that shit up. Because first of all, she doesn't believe in it, but she can't not.
But that's the thing, too.
So there's a lot of interviews where, like, they'll be talking to, a person, and he's like, yeah, my dad saw this. He won't talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk about it. He told me about it, but that's it.
I mean, you got to take it as, like, just because, like, somebody you don't know personally hasn't seen it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Like, if you told that story.
No one would believe me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Especially you, Rosie.
Even if I did see something, nobody would believe me.
I tell you, I think it's easier to fake ghost evidence than Bigfoot evidence.
Because Bigfoot evidence, you can, like,
especially with the hair samples that come up inconclusive, no data found, like they don't know where it comes from, to where, like I tell you, that's why I hate the spirit box and I hate like the EMF detector. Oh, there's a ghost, but it could just be an electronic pulse or electronic surge in your power cord, something.
Yeah. Something that I believe that it throws all that stuff off. They shouldn't even use those.
It could probably even be your energy. Maybe you're walking around and you get static electricity on your feet, and that could be a, you know, throw something off. It could be a lot of
things. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm saying, like, for both, like, even with ghost stuff, like, they're both, and Bigfoot, it's possibility. Like, it's
they're both, all possible. Yeah. Like, I don't think, like, until I see it personally.
Of course. Like, yeah, even when nobody sees it personally.
But it's
even look, with,
and even so, if look, you look, don't look, believe, but let, you let see me, it, you're still going to be
Let me give you
denial.
An example. Let me give you an example.
Oh, yeah, you will, JT. Yeah.
So you walk into a wooded area, right, and you're like, I spotted Bigfoot over there, right? And you say, I spotted Bigfoot. You're going to walk in with all the confidence in the world because you think Bigfoot's bullshit, right? You're like, okay, cool. You know, I'm going to camp here, whatever. You know, there's supposedly a Bigfoot around here, blah this and blah that. But if you tell somebody, like, hey, there's some dilapidated fucking house and it's haunted, and you tell the motherfucker to go in there at nighttime, he's gonna play tricks on him. Yeah. He's gonna be like, "Oh my god, dude!"
Because automatically, oh, and the creaking of the house. Yeah.
Oh, and this, and
that's
oh, and
that's why
you
don't tell them,
huh?
Let them fuck.
Yeah. No, but they're gonna see it. Yeah. Like you see this creepy old house, like in your mind, like your mind's
you're already setting
yourself boom, boom, up boom, to be boom, scared boom. Of stuff.
I want you to look up, this story called. It's about they call it like the Rock Apes, and I think it's in Vietnam. It's a story about Vietnam soldiers, a whole bunch of them, mm-hmm. saying that there was ape-like people throwing rocks at them off of a ridge.
Oh, and they...
Soldiers. Why would soldiers lie about that? They have nothing to gain. They're just doing their job. Mm-hmm. But just big
and
ass...
And that's what they say, too, just right? Apes? That Bigfoot, throw rocks at people like to keep them away from, like...
There's a possibility
to warn him
that
to
he
get
is
away.
Out there.
But he's probably not as big as people make him to.
No, I think people exaggerate.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes me hate it. Like, I'm like, oh, he's not real. It's because people over.
They're like, oh, he's 12 foot tall. You're like, maybe he's 6 foot tall.
You never know.
It's just you're exaggerating because... You see,
that can
you're
be
like
why
in
you
fear.
Like, it's that's like probably that why you dismiss it because it's like, no, these people are not, like, I don't dismiss it, but I don't believe that he could be like 12 foot tall. I believe
like,
he was.
With, like, but the story I told last week, listen to footsteps in the ghost
it
footsteps.
It was Bigfoot. Ghost Bigfoot steps.
Ghost foot.
Ghost foot.
Listen to the last episode. To me, I'm like, it was strange, but could it have been some sort of noise contamination? Maybe. I always have that possibility. It could have been something else.
That's the problem with being outdoors, right?
Yeah, because the noises come from everywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. It could be some animal, you know, that's
But that's sick. Why it's like you have to take every freaking little... Like, that's why I like JT's point of view. It's like you have to be very skeptical
about
everything.
You see a creepy
everything.
House, automatically your mind's going to go
I know, me and Rosie.
That place is haunted.
Yeah, that's me and Rosie
I
right
agree
there.
With that. But then again, it's like, you know, when the lights are on and shit like that, and then you see something like, what the fuck? How are you going to react to that shit? You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to
explain
it?
Well, that's like different. It's just
you wear
like
glasses, your vision's bad.
With my glasses on?
Yeah. It's just like with a person who doesn't believe in, like a person who goes into the woods and something like hunting for Bigfoot, they're like, oh my God, I saw something. Oh my God.
Okay,
so like, if they don't believe in Bigfoot and it's a skeptic and they see something, how the fuck do you explain that?
Exactly.
It's kind of
the
they're
going to
be
speechless.
Yeah.
They're not going to know how to even
talk
about it.
It's going to be the same situation.
I think if you went out
like
there and you saw something, you'd be like, you're not going to say right off the bat.
I never want to see Bigfoot because of the movie exists.
No, if you say like, oh, I saw Bigfoot.
Well, you didn't
you
kill
know
his
I mean?
Baby.
A lot of people, I think a lot of people that are probably like skeptic or that just don't have an answer for anything, they're going to be like,
there's
I saw something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It could have been a deer. Well, it was big, but it ran quick. My peripheral vision probably threw me off because my eyes jumped from one end of the woods to the other. Mm-hmm. But to me, it just looked like something running on
like
TV.
You're not gonna go and say I saw
Bigfoot.
No,
just like I probably would. I saw a ghost. I'd probably be like, I don't know what I saw.
People are more susceptible to what we believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. So.
Look, just know, if you find, if you see that my I piss my pants, it's because I saw something.
It's a ghost. So,
if you believe in Bigfoot, you might think everything in the forest is Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. That's what right? I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you believe in aliens, every sleep paralysis that you have.
You have those unexplainable gaps.
Yeah.
And you want to fill those voids. So you have no other option but to fill those voids with something that's going to, you're going to find, I guess, comfort because it's an answer.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, okay, it is Bigfoot. And then you have those people that are like, fuck those gaps. I'm not filling it in because it's nothing until I've proven till I see it. Mm-hmm. You know, it could have been a deer. It could have been some squirrel that.
So it's like Dimon. And then, scare
what was that video? Bigfoot fucked me in the ass, man. Yeah, but I always thought it, like, because, like, with, it's weird how sleep paralysis changed throughout the years, because it always used to be the demon hag that sat on your chest and stole your breath, right? And then it becomes
just the shadow.
The shadow man. Yeah. And then now it's alien abduction. Everybody's like, alien abduction. An alien abducted me.
The only thing that I think, like, with alien abduction. Aliens. Is like the thing that throws me off to where I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that is weird. Is when they lose time.
Time. Yeah.
That's the part, like, where I'm like, holy shit, like, that's pretty creepy. Mm-hmm. You know?
To me, aliens are the most probable out of all of it. Well, because, I mean, like, if we go, like, you're like, Rosie, science. I believe in science. So if we're in the Big Bang.
You should
right?
get that on the.
If we're in a Big Bang, right? So Big Bang blows out, boom, right? Billions upon billions of years it takes for this explosion to spread out. So if we're somewhere in the middle of the Big Bang, what about the outside of the Big Bang?
Yeah.
So those people or those beings might be more, way more, you know, advanced than us. Mm-hmm. So...
As far as abduction and as far as dissecting and as far as why would this person come over here, I think if I was an alien and I came down, I'd fly, I look at Earth, I'd be like, fuck this place, boop, and go somewhere else. Because we're useless, dude.
You slow down, you'd be like, pick up a pack of Miller Lite.
Yeah, dude, I'll
They're
be gone.
They're using us as their fucking research.
Why?
No, because...
Why would they use us?
This is the thing. If and it... Okay, so...
Human beings are a plague.
No, so if a society of aliens came down here, right, and they're so advanced they can go from, you know, dimension to dimension, they can fly through space and time, we are nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are.
Like, we can't even do shit like
we
that.
We are. We're barely throwing rockets into space. And they'd be like, look at these fucking dumbasses.
Yeah.
They can't even break the fucking light speed yet. There, it's like we're an ant farm.
Yeah, basically.
Like, it just weird. It like doesn't weird me out, but I kind of find it. I don't want to say dumb. I just don't know what to think of it. When like I've seen like alien documentaries or whatever, when females say, "Oh yeah, I have alien kids, and these are my kids," and you know,
they showed
they
it
implanted
to me.
Them. Or,
they showed
they
me my
eggs.
Alien baby.
They took my eggs, and these are.
So that's a little bit different, right? Because, like, we, I mean, human beings, of course,
they
could humans could reproduce. Maybe that other being can't reproduce.
Well, they're saying, okay, so this is a theory.
That's the only curiosity.
They didn't have the baby. They took her eggs. And
that's what I'm saying. Maybe they
can't.
Like,
okay, so this is the theory that a lot of people have. That we are, it's aliens are not, like, from another place. They're from a different plane or different timeline.
Yeah, from us, yeah.
So, we became to the point where, like, sex isn't even a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a man and a woman having a baby. It's everything's genetic. But then, after all, after so many years of just genetic replication, the genetics start breaking down, right?
Yes.
That's why purebreds don't last.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So then you're like, well, we got to go to the source. Who are the source?
Us.
So that's the thing. That's why they steal sperm from men
and
eggs from women.
So it makes sense. That,
well, that
makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, of course, like, you know, like, yeah, that does. Aside from just coming over here and be like, hey, I'm curious of what these freaking weirdos are doing. I'll be like, They're retarded, dude.
Well, you said the R word.
Oh, they're dumb. Like, why should we even take their eggs and their sperm? We're just gonna produce more weirdos in the future. But you know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
But that's true. It's like you never know. You never know. You want to go to the next story?
I'd be like, okay, 2023. Nah, let's go further back in time. 1999. Nope. Keep on going. All right. 1950. Okay, it's a little bit better.
I'm going to give you a couple options so we can go over a couple of stories. So if do you want rats high on marijuana? Do you want Montana man uses animal tissues and testicles to breed a giant sheep?
What?
Or do you want that one? An alligator seized from a New York apartment? Or strange alien eggs found in Oklahoma reservoir?
Yeah, that one. We're just talking about
aliens. Yeah. Might as well keep it with the story.
Face huggers or what?
So, bizarre jelly-like egg pods have been pulled out of a reservoir. Strange alien pods have been spotted in a reservoir, and creatures are expected in multiples this summer. What? A large jelly-like ball sack.
That's horrible.
With the hard exterior and have been found in McKeed Creek Reservoir in Oklahoma. Photos have caused some to fear, led other people to believe they're from outer space. So, Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation posted an image on Facebook.
Let's see it. I see the pictures of the what jelly like with
ball sacks.
Ball sacks.
Ew.
Oh, it looks like jackfruit.
Ew.
Let me see.
Look at. I want to look at these ball sacks.
That's weird.
Did they dissect them? Open them up?
See what? So they're waiting for them to. Are they gonna hatch?
So the photos have caused fear. Okay, I already read that part. These
are plants.
I mean,
I don't know.
They're Brandzonians and will likely show up in large numbers this summer. What are Brandzonians? Can somebody look up Brandzonians?
Brandzonians.
Don't be alarmed. They're microorganisms native and have no danger to the wildlife. So I'm guessing they're like plankton or something.
And it is spelled Brandzonians.
And B R Y O Z O A N S.
Okay. Brandzonians.
In fact, it's an indicator of good water. The post has met with comments, including from Kent Carroll, who wrote, "I almost lived on the water 60 plus years."
But they're moss animals?
So see, it's moss.
Are tiny filter feeding invertebrates.
So like plankton.
They create colonies that can be mossy, branchy, or round and jelly-like.
So, but when I hit this old man, he's saying, but when I started seeing these through last summer, I thought the aliens had landed. So now we know they're just plankton, basically, or...
Would you think, like, maybe if there is any sort of aliens, they would freaking be some sort of plankton or some sort of plant life or some sort of bacteria or germ?
A lot of people believe that octopi are aliens.
So right. It says here that they eat, that Brandzonians are filter feeders.
So they clean out the water.
That's good. They eat organic matter from dead plants or animals. The mouth has a crown of tentacles which direct food to the mouth. A large colony can filter a significant amount of water in a day. That is crazy.
So they filter out the water.
That is
crazy. We should get some Brandzonians to filter out the water.
Let me read this one just for JT.
The Montana guy?
So Montana man uses...
Montana man? in JT's voice.
Uses animal tissue and testicles to breed giant sheep for sale to hunt in preserves.
What? Oh, wow. That's cool.
So Billings, Montana, a Montana rancher illegally used testicles and tissue from wild sheep killed by hunters in Central Asia and a U.S. In the U.S. to breed a giant hybrid sheep for sale to hunt in private hunting preserves in Texas.
Oh, it had to be Texas, right? Yep. Because there's a lot of people that...
According to the count documents, federal prosecutors, author Jack, his name's Arthur, but they call him Jack. I don't know why.
His name's Arthur and they call him Jack?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It's Texas. Nothing makes sense.
That's terrible.
Shubart? He's 80 years old. Of Vaughn, Montana, pled guilty to felony charges of wildlife trafficking and conspiracy to traffic wildlife during appearance on Tuesday before a federal judge in Great Falls. Each count carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Court documents describe a years-long conspiracy beginning in 2003 in which, I don't know how to say his last name, was Zuckerbrath, and at least five people sought to create a giant sheep hybrid by crossbreeding different species. Their goal was to garner high prices for a hunting preserve where people could shoot captive trophy animals for a fee. Using biological tissues obtained, the hunter who killed a wild sheep in Kazakhstan belongs to the world largest of the species. So Marco Polo, why does it say Marco Polo?
That's the sheep. Marco Polo sheep?
Yeah, Marco Polo.
See, I'm all laughing. I don't even know.
Sheep, that guy, he started making cloned embryos of the animal in a lab. How? What the fuck, dude?
Doesn't he have to have, like, I figure you have to have a license or something to do some shit? Be a scientist? Yeah, like, jeez.
So the embryos were later implanted into a hue, resulting in a pure...
Yeah, but not that bad.
Marco Polo, whatever, sheep.
Name is much easier than that.
What the hell is a Marco Polo sheep?
Look it up.
Angali? How do you say it? Angali? Sheep can weigh up to 300 pounds.
I think they have the
horns up to 5 foot long.
They got their long curly horns, the Marco Polo sheep.
But I want to know what he mixed it with.
Did he mix it the Marco Polo sheep and the whatever sheep?
Well, that's a ewe is a...
As a female.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Never knew that's what they were called.
Mm-hmm. How pretty.
So it sounds like he was taking the Marco Polo sheep, from what I read from the article, and then, like, putting it into wild, like, bighorns.
Oh, really? Bighorn sheep? Mm-hmm. Like the Texas... Well, yeah.
To making them bigger.
Wow, they're fucking big already. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's cool, though.
That's cool. Of course, you would agree with this guy.
I mean, you never know.
If you do it, you're gonna get fined $250,000. I'm guessing per animal.
Yeah, but then again, it could cause like disease. It could bring deformity. Yeah.
Well, weren't we talking about how if you mix DNA, it becomes better?
Yeah.
How? What did we say? Was it the what breed? What do we say? Don't
mutts. Like, mutts are like the healthiest.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a mutt.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Oh. No, I was saying the purebreds don't last that long.
Yeah.
But the mutts.
Bring up a picture, Rosie.
Yeah. What? The Marco Polo sheep.
Yeah.
They're freaking nice. They're pretty, dude. Their horns are cool, man.
And a bighorn sheep.
So that's one of them right there.
Oh, damn. See? That's one of the sheep that he made?
No, the Marco Polo.
Oh, I was like, damn. Yeah, that's Marco Polo sheep. They're big.
But yeah, so don't go making your own sheep, guys. Please don't. And then, you know, let people hunt them in Texas. Because you know motherfuckers are like, oh, hell yeah, we're going to go hunt that big-ass sheep.
Yep. They're fucking, look how pretty they are, man. Could you see that? Like, that'd be badass to have it mounted on the wall.
Of course.
You cover your whole wall.
I know. God, where would you put it?
You can hang curtains off that thing.
Put it right
here. Nice, dude. I mean, it's probably expensive. Like,
super dude, to take one down is probably like...
And hunt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got to be, like, fucking super expensive.
But why is... Okay. Why is it illegal to make your own hybrid?
They do it with dogs, right?
Yeah, well, you can't have, like, a wolf dog.
No, I mean, there's certain limitations, but you can breed, like, a Chihuahua with a Great Dane and then have a
big-headed Chihuahua.
A Dane. You know, I don't know what it's called.
Poodle with the Chihuahua.
Yeah, and you make a Chipoodle, I don't know what it is. Chipoodle. But you know what I mean?
Or what was it, a Labradoodle?
Yeah.
A Labradoodle's the same shit, right? So why can't you make your own sheep and then shoot it?
I don't know. That's a good question. You could breed different cows, right, to make a better beef flavor and a better...
Cats?
But that's what I'm saying. You don't have to have a license for, like the cows.
Well, you have to have a breeding license, right, when they do with the dogs and shit like that.
Oh, no.
I don't think people
dogs do it in the wild.
Yeah, that's how you make a mule. Oh, yeah. You breed a horse with
donkey.
With a donkey, you get a mule, but they can't breed, right? They can't because
so that sheep probably can't breed.
Yeah, you know.
But then you're just using it to get shot.
I know, which is not very nice.
Humane or what? Yeah.
Why you let it grow its full life?
Yeah.
You feed it good. Yeah.
And then you shoot it. I mean, like, how bad is it, like, when you see a bunch of head of cattle, they're just feeding them and breeding them, and then they take them to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah. Or chickens that can't even walk out of the cage.
Yeah.
At least these guys get to run around.
Yeah, and fight for their lives. The cattle are just straight heading into this big old freaking slaughterhouse. Done. Mm-hmm. Next cow.
Well, like tendering the flesh. Done. Remember?
Yeah.
Killing the cows.
Exactly.
Or what was that movie we were watching where he was just doing it, like, automatically? And then, like, in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, to remember?
Oh, yeah, where they
didn't even use the gun. He just used the hammer.
The mallet thing.
Daddy, do it like you did in the slaughterhouse. No, old man can't even hold the hammer. Yeah. So I think this is good for now. Mm-hmm. And then we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, we got a subject, so hopefully Michael watches
the Nickelodeon thing, right? We're gonna watch that. Yeah. I need to watch that. I wanted to start watching it probably tomorrow.
Well, Rosie was watching it little by little.
It's four parts or three parts?
Three.
Okay, I'll probably watch one today. But like, subscribe. Can't say that word right now. Like and subscribe. Join our Facebook group. You can email us at deadroosterradio.com@gmail.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, guys, it's good to be back with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know what I'm going to label this, but...
I know. So many different
I can't things. Do Roadhouse because we didn't even talk about the new Roadhouse.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. But for Dead Roost Radio, this is us saying sayonara.
Adios.
Bye.